Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 61, The Importance of Preaching. Christianity depends upon preaching. No other religion has ever made the regular, frequent assembling of the masses of men to hear religious and instruction and exhortation an integral part of divine worship. Preaching occupied a central place in the ministry of Jesus. At Nazareth, he described himself as having been sent to preach good tidings to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21. His preaching was a cry, urgent in its compassion and masterful in its urgency. Christ placed much importance on preaching. Preaching is important because wisdom for salvation comes from the Bible. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." Again, the Apostle Paul wrote, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Salvation means that man is saved from the power and effects of sin. I'm sure that you have many questions for which you'd like answers. What is the economic future of this country? Can we survive our enormous and growing national debt? Can inflation be halted? Will medical science find a cure for cancer in our lifetime? Will communism be able to make good its threat to bury this country and destroy our democratic system? Or maybe your problems are more personal than some of these. Will I be able to provide for my child's college education? Will I be able to advance with the company for which I now work? Can we afford to buy a new car or a larger house? These are the questions uppermost in the minds of people today. But every one of them concerns some temporal matter. Not a one of them has any direct bearing on one's relationship to God and His eternal salvation. Questions about the economy, political philosophies, education, and housing are not the most important considerations of this life. What must I do to be saved? This is life's most important question. This is the most urgent matter facing each one of us. A man's soul is more precious than the thousand and one petty little things that occupy his thinking most of the time. This truth was emphasized by Jesus when he asked, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Mark chapter 8, verse 36. To further demonstrate how important a consideration salvation is, we must consider the fact that the terrors of hell are real. Satan is no joke, and hell is not a figment of man's imagination. Both are real. The devil is a spirit being who has the power to tempt men to do evil, and therefore thereby be brought under his own condemnation. Hell is described as a lake of fire. In a glimpse of what final judgment will be like, John wrote, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15. Yes, hell is a real place of eternal torment for those who persist in sin and refuse the salvation which Christ has made possible by His atoning death. Preaching is important, for your salvation is an urgent matter.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by